too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest, I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe.
Yeah.
I've been rolling on the freeway,
rolling like a motherfucker.
85, I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up some real good game with the family. Let me put on some Mackin' music so we can really chop it up on some Mackin', you dig? There we go. Hold on 1 second. Let me start recording and pushing all the buttons here to let everybody know how we doing up in here. Now, before I get started on any damn thing, let me shout out to the advertisers. Today's show is brought to you by Tipping the Scale Podcast by my man Dennis Brown. It's a podcast about relationships, business, personal development. Real good game. Go to tipthescalepodcast.com. And also, today's show is brought to you by POV Hilarious D. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to POV Hilarious D's page on YouTube. He has an upcoming film about a black woman superhero called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. You can check that out on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right here, I have my lovely co-host. I have Ms. Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
Hello, what's up? Voice kind of gone.
Uh-oh. What you been doing with that voice, Layla?
I've been yelling at folks.
Who you been yelling at?
Long story short, but can't tell you.
Coming in here with secrets. And right here to my other left, my right and left, we got our brand new, lovely co-host that you guys chose.
I knew it was going to be her.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be her.
Yeah.
It was close a little bit, but.
She was my favorite, but I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't play fair.
Thank you.
We have Miss Bree in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on?
How are you, Miss Bree?
I'm excellent.
Yes, indeed. So how does it feel being on Ism Radio? You were the one chosen.
Man, I feel like the champ. Like, no, I feel good. I really didn't know what to expect. I wasn't expecting this. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy y'all didn't put me in the chat.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's see who's on the phone already. A lot of folks are calling. What's up? Who's calling? And the nigga didn't say nothing. All right.
Good day, sir.
Got
y'all calling on y'all county break.
Oh,
these niggas at the county, and that line is long, and you want to step outside and call before you get your goddamn EBT card, motherfucker. You call after you leave the county building, goddamn it.
Well, because they're about to hand it to you. They definitely hang
I
up.
Know. He hung away. Like, they called this number. Number 48? Oh, shit. I got to call that nigga back. Come on, y'all. Come on, kids. Come on. Get your brother stroller. Come on.
Round up.
Before we lose our place in line, we got to start over. Fill out this damn application again. Come on.
Oh,
all right.
God.
The phone number is 818-805-4404. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Another county.
Why
y'all
niggas
calling?
I'm like
another county right person.
A lot of folks in the county today. Shit. But it's we're good. We're glad to have everybody tuning in. We're ready to chop up game. The energy, the feng shui is better.
It is.
You see the energy is better.
It is. Like, you know, you got sometimes you got to let a lot of negative people out of your life.
Yes.
A lot I've been doing that in my personal life as well.
Yes.
Just got to.
Who you been letting loose?
It's freeing.
Just some, you know, guys, girls, nobody's exempt at this point.
Oh,
I'd rather be all by myself.
We on the same walk.
I don't care. Let
you
it go.
Are.
Little nieces, nephews, let them go to. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just playing. I love kids. I wish, no, everybody. No, I'm good.
Nah.
I ain't going to go into that, but I'm good.
Now, what did you do this weekend, Ms. Bree? What was your weekend like? What did you do?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, man. I hung my girlfriend and her family just moved here about 5 months ago. And I haven't really had the chance to hang with her and the kids.
Yeah.
She's got two little ones, 4 and 2.
Oh, damn.
So we let her husband go shoot the shit, do his thing. And we hung out with the kids. And man.
Mm.
Wait, you don't have any kids, right?
No.
Okay.
That sounds like my week.
Save
shit.
Yourself, girl. Don't have none. Save yourself.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Pete from Chicago.
Oh, shit.
Shut down.
Son. That's Breeze stomping grounds. What's up, Pete? How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Just wanted to welcome Bree to the show. I think she'll be a great addition.
Yes.
Just wanted to shout out Layla. She's amazing.
Oh,
but she
thank
has to watch
you.
Hidden Colors.
Yes, they're getting on
I
your
would
ass.
Start with three
I know,
and four.
Tariq, I was like, no, seriously, I was like very nervous today because I just had such a long week and I kept saying I was going, no, on the real. I know y'all don't believe me at this mm-hmm. point, but everybody was getting on my ass on Instagram and I said, I have to watch it. But like, for real, you guys, I'm watching it by this week. I just had so much going on in my life. It's been pretty crazy. As you can tell, my voice is gone, but yeah, I'm watching it.
Layla tells the same way every week.
They're all great, but...
Wait, hold on, Pete. Wait,
like,
Isambot
really
said something. Hold on. What did you say, Isambot? Hold on.
Layla tells the same lie every week.
Isambot said you tell the same lie every week, Layla.
That's one truthful bot right there.
Yes.
Oh,
so what's on your mind, Pete? Okay, we got, you got the playback in the background.
That's all I was just calling up. Just good wishes. I loved the show last time.
Yes. All right, but thank you, brother. God damn.
I just wanted to also...
Okay, brother. Okay. All right, brother. Thank you. I'm trying
from
to be patient
Chicago.
With you.
No, Tariq, delay. Somebody came up to me this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You
over
the
weekend.
Yeah,
remember
you think
I
texted
you?
Yeah. Where were you?
Okay, I was at... It was weird because I went to this little museum with my friend, and they had this restaurant inside the museum, which was really an odd place because it was this guy. I'm like, he came up to me and he was like, oh my gosh, you look so familiar. And I was like, I have a familiar face because a lot of people do tell me that.
Yeah.
And then he kept looking at me, He was like, oh no, you on Tariq's show. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh no, you got some money. I was like,
oh,
okay. And then he was going crazy. And he was like, I used to read all his books on the train. He was from New York and everything.
Yeah.
And he said, I had stopped kind of listening to the show when, I'm not trying to bash
right, but I'm just saying,
when Sarah was on there, but when I seen the whole Fired video, that got my attention again, and now I'm tuning back in.
Oh, hilarious.
He was excited, he was like,
welcome
give
back.
Tariq, you know, he was, yeah, exactly, he was like, give yeah. Tariq my card and all that.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so I got his card for you.
What did he do? What kind of work he do?
No, he's an actor, and
okay.
He was saying he wanted to be in some of your skits.
Okay, oh,
yeah,
yeah,
he's pretty dope. He had a really dope personality, so I'll pass along the card.
Shout out to
I'm
the
sure
brother.
He listening. He was cool, he was cool.
Shout out to the brother. That's what's up.
But he was like, yeah, you know. And then he was like, pick Bree. Oh, I'm not even just saying this because you're here. He said, pick Bree. That's what he said.
Yes.
My man.
Wow.
I like y'all.
Yeah.
I like your followers.
Yeah. Yeah. So the last week when we had the other ladies in, it was a lot of interesting feedback for the women. Like the one lady who was married to the Italian.
Oh, yeah.
It was real mixed on her because people liked her, but it was the Bedwinch thing. They couldn't get past that.
Yeah, yeah.
And with Porter. Porter was cool.
Yeah, I thought she was cool.
A lot of folks
like
Porter,
yeah.
But the lesbian
yeah.
thing. They couldn't.
And I
the
thought
feminist.
More people would want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
the
yeah.
whole, you know, feminist thing.
Yeah.
Little,
yeah. No. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. And I would like to have them back just to chop it up with them for other things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Just for other things.
That'd be dope for some like a Bedwinch skit,
yeah,
or Crispy or something. That'd be pretty dope,
yes.
Right? No
so
shade.
What's on? Who's on the phone?
Man, this is Brian from Texas.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm 15, and like you've had a big impact on my life.
Man, respect.
With Hidden Colors and all that.
Yes, sir. What you doing down there in Texas, brother?
Just going to high school. You know.
Are you doing good in school?
Summer break, right?
Yeah, I make A's and B's.
Good.
Good job.
Keep that shit up, man.
Yep.
Keep that up.
And I teach my other brothers, you know, like about the wars and stuff.
Cool.
And I got like a little group of friends, you know, and we talk about that stuff a lot.
That's what's up, man. Keep you be the leader. You
yes.
keep teaching them that stuff, man.
Because they need to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Bring them to your level.
Some of them be goofy, though. Like, I be trying to educate some people, like, they be like really goofy about it.
Yeah,
and the other serious ones, you know, be looking at them all funny style and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to happen, man. You know, because you got leadership vibes. And, you know, a lot of cats your age, they kind of want to play around. So you got to try to bring them to your level or just charge them to the game.
Exactly.
You dig? But you keep on the same path you're doing, man. You're doing good, man. And keep your grades up. Send me your report card, man. You get on the honor roll next semester. When you go back to school, August or September?
I go back to school like in the end of August.
Oh, okay, you got a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, because out here I know we started the beginning
17?
Of us.
No, like around the 17th.
17th. Okay.
Yeah, around there.
Okay. Yeah, man. Let me know what your grades are, man. We'll get you an honor roll gift if you get some good grades, all A's, man. We'll get you some nigga shit like some Jordans, or some, you know, whatever. Whatever.
All right.
He
whatever you like. So hit me up. You get all A's. I got you, man. We're going to get you an honor roll gift.
You feel me? I used to get all A's.
You did?
Yeah, me too. All right. What I'm getting. What's my
A's and D's?
Yeah, all right. You know, you get all A's, I get you some Jordans. If you get a B, I get you some Pro Cads. So you got to earn. Your shoe is going to reflect on your grades. And you fuck around, get up, so I'm getting you some flip-flops and a tutor, nigga.
Give me them LeVar balls or that big ballers.
I ordered them too. I ordered some of them big ballers too, and I'm waiting on them shits to come. But thanks for the call, brother, man. Keep me posted, man. Email me.
All right.
All right, brother. All right, we got our youth.
All right, brother.
All right. Positive. So, man. So, yo, look, what's going on? Bree, what's happening out here in the news?
All type of everything.
Like what, ma'am?
Like Little Miss Amber Rose.
Yes, yes. Did y'all see?
With the lean back.
Yeah. Did you see Amber Rose with the
cooch?
With the little bootsy fade cooch.
But you know what? Normally I don't like hair, but for some reason hers look good.
It does.
Like, no, seriously.
It didn't look bad. I ain't saying it looked bad. It's just spurry. Then I'm like, it looks like.
It looked like she dyed it too, like, or
she probably knowing her
dyed, and it looked like real neat. You know, it looked better than your haircut.
I know. She got a fade. And my thing
was popping.
I know that pussy was faded up clean. Well, my thing with Amber Rose likes to pop that pussy and, you know, does all that. And she says, and she goes out of her way to distance herself from being black. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You want to be this androgynous race? Okay, that's okay, cool.
Wait, what race is she
claiming? I don't know
what
she claims. Cape Verdean and Irish and all this old bullshit. She's one of them. You know what I'm saying? But it's always, you ain't around the damn Cape Verdeans popping your pussy.
Right.
You
did? Are they buying your stuff?
Yeah, none of them are buying her shit. Right. The Irish ain't really fucking with it, but she's getting her bread from us.
Right.
And then at the end of the year, she does the slut walk where she gets around these white feminists talking about how the niggas victimized her. I don't like that shit either.
Yeah, that's all over the place to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's too funny.
I'm a slut, but then I'm not. But then I am. But then I'm not.
Yeah. It's the victim cards.
Are you a slut or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She starts forcing that cry when she gets around the white women that force cry. Kanye made me feel like a whore. That bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But your pussy is spread all over the place.
Right.
Kanye gave you the look.
Did you guys ever see that pic online where she had like two or three or four fingers up her vagina?
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like a lot. And I was like, I don't know. It was like a few fingers. And I was like, yikes.
Damn. Everything. My whole life online.
Shit. She giving herself a damn pap smear online. God damn. Lord.
That was like 3 years. That was a long time ago, too. It was like two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. But family, look, today's theme, we're talking about, speaking of Amber Rose and other things, we're talking about colorism within black society. I would like for you to give your take on colorism, because there was a story that came out about an R&B singer named Tinashe. Layla, let people know what that story is.
Okay, so basically, Tinashe went on an interview, and they were asking her, is her career where she wants it to be? And she was saying, no, it's not. But first she tries to play the, you know, I'm a woman, and they only see, you know, when you're a woman and you're an artist, it could be a million rappers and they can all make it. But if you're a woman artist, you have to either be Beyonce or Rihanna, and we don't fit in. So she tried to play that room.
Yeah.
Then after that, she goes into saying, like, well, another thing is the black community, you know, is not accepting me because I am half.
I'm mixed,
and I'm mixed, and, you know, and stuff like that. So black Twitter, like, went in. Black Twitter went in.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what do you think about that, Bree?
First of all, she can't pull that card. Mixed girls win. They win. Yeah. They are winning. You can't say because I'm light-skinned, the black community does not
accept
me.
Boo-hoo, I'm light-skinned.
And that's basically what she said.
They accept you first.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Boo-hoo, I got curly long hair.
Yeah. Right. We didn't know she was mixed. I didn't know she was mixed.
I didn't know she
just
was mixed.
I thought just a light skinned black.
No,
chick.
You know what? I didn't know she was mixed until I seen her parents.
Okay.
So then I was, because I think she was at some event. I was like, oh, she's mixed. I didn't know. I thought she was a light skinned black girl. Mm. So she's just trying because her career not popping.
Right. And she didn't get to cross over like she wanted to, because white people ain't really fucking with her like that.
Right, she's blaming us.
Yeah, so she can't blame being mixed. Alicia Keys is mixed, and she got how many Grammys? Alicia Keys' mom is white.
Good keep going, example. Yeah. Drake. Keep going.
Drake, yeah.
Keep it moving. Everybody is mixed nowadays.
Not a mixed people. Who's popping? They just... Tinashe is
Mariah Carey.
Mariah fucking Carey with her crazy ass.
Crazy as all get
crazy
out.
As cat shit.
Damn, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest stars.
Some of the biggest stars are mixed. Wow. So she couldn't play that card. I don't know where she got that from.
She just messed it up.
The thing with her, and because nobody knew she was, I didn't know she was mixed. You know, she can't play the light skin card. Rihanna's light. Her shit is popping. Beyonce's light.
Right.
Her shit is popping. Right. Damn. The problem is Tinashe is just mediocre as hell.
That's exactly what it is.
That's the thing. You can't be mediocre when you got a lot of hot shots in the game. Go ahead.
Actually, you can be mediocre because it's a lot of mediocre people in the game, but they got the right management, they got the right PR.
Yep. Yes. Somebody said that on Twitter.
She need another team. She all over the place.
If you're mediocre, something has to balance the mediocrity. Exactly. Meaning, if you're a whack rapper, you better have a slamming fucking beat. If you're a mumble rapper, a lot of these mumble rappers, the tracks are banging. That way, that way. But the track is hot.
And then it looks ugly.
Yeah, they're ugly little motherfucker. But the track is hot. The hook is hot. You know what I'm saying?
She should go train with Sierra. Sierra teach her a few dances. And that be her shit.
Yeah, like Sierra is not the greatest vocalist. Sierra dance her fucking ass off.
Oh, that shit. Don't she?
Sierra's a motherfucking hotshot dancer. Tinashe can't really dance that good. She's mediocre as a dancer, a mediocre vocalist.
Yeah.
Her tracks are mediocre. Yeah. The writing is mediocre. Yeah. I mean, damn. Yeah.
Add it up.
Yeah. Add that shit up, sweetie. Your shit, the results are going to be mediocre.
Right. She don't want to take responsibility for being mediocre. Light.
It's these darkies. Y'all darkies are sabotaging me with
that
your black asses.
Silly as shit.
What kind of fuck?
Darkies.
Is that's all? That's really what she's saying. It's the darkies hating on me.
Wow,
you did
because she light skinned.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Never heard that. What do you think? Do you think that's a real issue? Like, do you think for real think dark skinned people, hate on light skinned? I mean, we know that that happens.
That does
we
happen.
We do know that happens.
That does happen. But sometimes people fall back and use that as an excuse for them failing.
Mm-hmm,
you did what I'm saying? Because just like with Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim, she kind of bleached herself and made herself light because she Biggie liked light-skinned women, so that made me want to be light.
Oh, my God.
And all that shit.
Sad.
That, yeah, yeah.
That I didn't know mentality. She said that. She said that, Tariq.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she talked about how Biggie was like, well, everybody, not
because
just Biggie,
Faith
but...
Because Faith Evans,
so... She became a bootleg Faith Evans.
That's actually really sad.
It is sad.
Dang.
It is sad. And that colorism, that comes from systematic white supremacy, but we put it off on each other. You dig?
Yeah.
Because let's go back to Tinashe. I saw a tweet that she made early. Well, she made the tweet back in 2013. She said that she remembers when she was dating a kid in the eighth grade and he broke up with her because his friends was bullying him about dating a black girl.
Oh.
Yeah. So that, and I retweeted that. So that probably has a lot to do with her mentality now.
Wow.
A lot of dealing with these damn white supremacists out here.
Exactly.
And then we project that bullshit on each other. You did?
Yep.
So that's why we got to be very focused about that colorism thing.
Yeah, they're like, it's crazy, man. Something happened to me the other day. And this is the thing, Tariq. Like, I grew up in the Valley.
Yeah.
And, a lot of white people, for all you guys don't know, the Valley has a lot of white people. And back in the day, it was all white.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the weird thing is, I never, because, I had a lot of white friends and stuff like that. But I never really knew racism until I had a white friend. I was in high school, and I was over her house, and I never forget. I mean, she was rich. She lived in Beverly. I mean, huge house. Her parents were coming. This heifer told me to hide in the closet.
Damn.
I said, hide in the closet.
Hilarious.
We're still friends to this day.
Oh, wow.
We're still friends to this day, and we laugh and joke about it, but it's not fucking funny.
Yeah, that's a trip.
But now her parents have came around because all her friends were black.
Okay.
Her friends were black. I mean, we went to her birthday party. It was probably like, look at all these niggas up here. She's a white girl. All her friends are black. But they finally accepted, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Her mom is cool now. But back when we were kids, I had to hide in the fucking closet.
Wow. Bree, have you ever experienced anything like that?
No, not on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
It's all our kind. It's so segregated in Chicago. It's
very much so.
But where I grew up, we all the same.
Mm.
Yeah, I never really had to deal with that.
but Chicago is the most segregated major city in the country.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Like, literally, where I grew up, if I see a white girl walking down the street, everybody wants to know what the hell she doing over here. Like, really? That is the first question. What the hell you doing over here?
You about to buy some drugs.
Or she messing with a black dude. Yeah. It's one of the other. Yeah. And it's like, it's still a shock. And then you have Chinatown, and you have, you know, where Puerto Ricanville, you go down there, a black person down there, they want to know what the hell you doing down there. And it's like, I could go wherever I want to. But it's like that in Chicago.
Where, you know, there's a hot dog stand out there where they curse each other out. Where is that?
It's up north.
On the north side?
Yeah, it's on Clark.
What's the name of it?
I can't think of the name. I never.
Wait, what did they be doing?
It's a hot dog stand in Chicago. And it's black workers in there. I think it's a white owned place, but the workers are black. And a lot of white people go up there and they get cursed out. The workers curse out the customers. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a thing. They be cursing each other out.
You come to order and they, what the hell you want?
What you want, you stupid motherfucker? Yeah. Everybody's cursing each other.
Wait, is this like a joke or just
no,
for
it's
real?
Like a real, they do this. It's a joke, but that's the theme of the restaurant. Yeah. You know, it's real weird.
And they get tipped really well for cursing folks out on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So you just want to go get
like
cussed
out? Like, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the
weirdest
that,
shit.
That shit is I cussed y'all for 500. That's crazy.
Shit, that shit is crazy.
But yeah, no, racism is crazy, man. Like, I know, obviously, when you get older, you know, it just gets real quick. Like, the other day, my son goes to a little white school.
Yeah.
And that's why this weekend, me and my friends, guess what we did?
What?
We said, because all of our kids go to school, a lot of white kids. Mm-hmm. And we like, every weekend they need to see some black people.
Right.
So we took them to an African festival. Mm. Nice. Debbie Allen has it.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about that?
Well, I took my daughter to Debbie Allen school, the dance school, a few years ago. But
that's what we thought it was going to be in the hood where black people. Well, it was in Beverly Hills, which was fine.
Debbie.
But all the white people was there. We ain't no damn black people here. You know, because the white people want to come see the African dance
stuff.
But which is fine. But we came to show the kids the black
people. Black folks, that's the thing with us. See, we got to start getting more culture.
Yeah.
More support.
Because even when I went to Haiti, the plane was full of fucking white people.
Yes.
All right? Let's be real.
People might be scared of Haiti.
Black folks, we're scared. Black folks are scared. But white people over there learning voodoo, eating fruit and
trying to find them some Haitian slang.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not scared. They is not scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go to Jamaica. You been to Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Yep. They take
them white women be out there on the beach scooping them niggas.
I saw a documentary.
Yeah.
I've never been to Jamaica, but I saw a documentary.
At my hotel, it was with white women, single white women in there just getting them brothers.
Getting it in.
Getting it. Heavy. You dig? Stella. And black folks are scared. White folks ain't scared.
No, they will take a trip.
They will take a trip to get some dick or pussy or one of them or both.
They do travel for that.
Yes, indeed.
But they were doing a little African dance. I was like, dang, they love our culture.
Yeah.
They want to, you know.
Yeah.
But
you Layla, know. You got to invite me to this type of stuff.
I know. Well,
I'm so new here.
Yeah. I got to get her number for
absolutely.
Sure. Because I've been trying to go out more and do stuff. And it was like a fun thing to do with the kids and stuff like that. It was fun. Yeah. You got to come out.
So let's get in Bree's business a little bit.
Ooh, I like
we got to get it. Because people want to know. They want to know, Bree, what's your dating situation now? You're here looking lovely. The people look at her. I mean, she got
your hair, girl.
The edge control gel is just on fleek. You dig?
Makeup popping.
You dig? Nails looking right.
Okay.
You dig? Toenails
clipped. Double D's in the house.
Double D's popping with double D denim.
Triple.
Damn.
Didn't get it right.
Ran off on the plug thrice.
You had to do it.
So the family want to know, what's your dating situation?
I am extremely single. As single can get.
Oh.
Cool. She's single and ready to mingle. So what's the deal? What do the fellas want to know? What you looking for in a gentleman out here?
I don't know. You know, I'm just looking for... I'm looking for somebody, anybody. Damn. People walk right past me out here.
Really?
I'm telling you.
But you got big booty. Wait, she got big booty.
I don't know how to say that.
Okay. Booty, okay. You got big
titties. Stand up, please.
Yeah, it's okay. I got a little poke. Little booties matter, too.
No, your booty's big. Yeah. And she need to stop.
Oh, there you go.
It's small for me. Look.
You're fine.
What's up? What's up, Priya? Priya had to take a little peek.
She's like, oh, big booty's limousine. booties. I know, I like looking at big booties too.
Yes.
I do too. I love a nice
I'm like obsessed with big booties. Yeah. For real.
So women, y'all can look at a woman's ass and be like, you know, I ain't trying to lick her ass, but I mean, that's a nice ass on it.
No, yeah, it's not like a lesbian thing. It's just like we like to look. Mm. Because like, ooh, here's a nice booty. Oh my,
like, I like the jiggle. Mm. Like if it's round enough, it can go out of the side.
So Bree, have you ever been to a strip club before and smacked a little booty?
Of course. I lived in Atlanta for 5 years.
Exactly. Like, oh, damn. You lived in Atlanta. Like, yeah.
That's where a party was at the strip club.
On that.
Yes. See, no, fellas, there you go. Fellas, you got a nice single lady here. Double triples. Triples popping.
Do not let that be.
Yes, let me throw that extra the X in there. That triple. Triple. And, you know, she'll go to the strip joint with you, looking for a nice gentleman. Now, let me ask you this. What types of dudes normally approach you?
In L.A.? It's usually, like, creepy-ass older white dudes. Like,
damn.
Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Mm. And a black man will be standing in the same vicinity.
Well,
and
what area you live in?
Well, when I first moved here, I lived in Hollywood. So yeah. I guess that explains. And now I'm in Burbank. Okay. So.
Oh, God, you're in Burbank?
Burbank.
I don't know if
Burbank
that.
It's very white.
It's very white. Burbank so that's why white. I was like, ew, I don't even live. I hated living in Burbank. It was so racist in Burbank. Oh, Burbank. I had to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, Burbank is like racist in the mind. Super it might, racist. I don't know how it is now. But
yeah,
it's,
back in the day.
Back in the day, because it was a girl I used to mess with out there, and I used to hate driving to her shit.
Yep, the police out
I'd
there.
I'd be going to her house. I'd be like a slave for the little hiding in bushes. Right? Like, damn.
I haven't had that experience.
Really? Yeah. It changed a little bit. Nah, back in the day, to really.
Yeah, back in the day, Burbank was not the spot. Burbank was a sundown town. Black folks, really, you couldn't go there like after six back in the day. It was real crazy. Mm-hmm. So you're out there in Burbank.
Yeah,
you dig?
All those white men, though, they're out there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I've been to GS, and is that in Inglewood?
GS.
GS Lounge, it's like the game sports lounge or something.
Where is that? I don't know. There's so
it's
many sports
It's off of Manchester.
Okay, that's in L.A., yeah, West
you
L.A.
You guys never been?
Uh-uh.
This is the first time I've been to a lounge or a bar here, and it was just, like, strictly black people.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, my cousin took me, and every black guy that spoke to me in there was, like, either African or Haitian.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah, still no American black man said anything to me. Or if they did, it's, like, an older guy, like, baby girl, I could change your world. I could pay your bills.
And like an old grandpa.
Sugar daddy. Oh, sugar daddy.
And I'm like, dude, you sitting over here with some Wranglers on.
Oh, no.
It's insane to me. I'm like taking a look at myself. Like, what am I doing?
What's your type, though? Like, if you have a look type, like, just for celebrity, since that's who we can think of, who would you think is your type?
I like men that are, let's say Nelly.
Oh, yeah, he fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's fine. You know, he good looking. He got this. He got this going for him.
Yeah, okay,
he
Nelly.
Shit,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You
it's
don't know.
A,
yeah,
so
it's
weird.
Kind of, yeah,
I'm so on the fence about what I want right now.
How long? Like, what's your last? How long was your last relationship?
2014.
Okay, so
and
you
I was with him for
years.
I was with him for 7 years.
Sound like me,
damn,
girl.
Damn.
8 years, girl.
Yeah.
So that's what she wants, fellas. Bree wants a Nelly celebrity type nigga.
No, you ain't got no.
Wait. Bree isn't about what?
Bree likes celebrities like Flavor Flav.
Oh my god.
You don't like no damn Flavor Flav.
I'm not never touching Flavor Flav with a 10-foot pole.
You wouldn't let that girl.
You wouldn't let Flav.
not even for the TV show. I wouldn't even. Sorry. You gotta draw the last one.
So brothers, y'all, the African brothers are hollering. You can get you one of these African brothers. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, but they always lead with their money.
Yeah.
You know, that shit don't mean none of me.
I own a diamond mine.
Yes.
I look poor, but I'm not really poor. I pretend to be poor, so I will not be used by women.
Like, come into America.
So I have a studio apartment on Crenshaw as a front for my mansion. You're so beautiful. That type of shit.
Oh, yeah, but for real. This dude's like told me he owns some planes and he could take me to Africa. I'm like, right.
No.
I ain't gonna never see the land again.
Coming to America hustle. These niggas are good on that shit. They're good on that. But yeah, the colorism thing, let's go back to that in black society and just like with a lot of artists in the music industry. There's a lot of colorism that goes on. And there's a lot of what I noticed with music, speaking of colorism and just race in general, a lot of the R&B records come from white artists. You notice that? Like real R&B, like,
cool.
like or non-black. for example, like Bruno Mars. He's
Well, he's like mixed. Filipino. Yeah, he's Filipino. He's Filipino and black. Yeah, but yeah, so. I see what you're saying.
You dig?
Yeah, Drake mixed like. Either mixed or other. And I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Justin Bieber got some dope ass R&B tracks too.
He does.
Yeah, and I can't stand Justin Bieber.
Oh, you don't like Justin Bieber?
I hate Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
He's dope. I think he's dope.
I think he's a dope artist.
Me too.
That's it.
Both of y'all weren't. One for you. One for you and one for you. High note for you.
Hey.
Low note for you.
Wait, she said what?
Two bed witches sitting in a damn tree.
That is sad one to hit it, you freak. I say he's Lord. A dope artist.
I've been doing Justin Bieber music, neither holler at Tinashe. Because he got some hits. He got some
He got some good music, but I can't stand. He's a little racist bastard. I hate Justin Bieber.
He does have some he does have some old stuff online where he did some racist shit.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that,
yeah,
Justin.
I don't forget about their little racist shit.
That's true.
I never forget. I'm just like people in the Jewish community. They don't forget. You say some shit about them.
They don't.
They don't forget shit. Your career's done. A black person say something about somebody Jewish fucked up. You disappear. You dig?
That's so true.
Hell, look at Mel Gibson. They're just now letting him get back in the mix a little bit.
Oh, man, that was so long ago, too.
Oh, man. They just now let him get back in the mix. Kind of, sort of. And they still got him at arm's length.
Yeah, I forgot poor Mel to mess up his career.
Yeah. They don't play like that. Other groups don't fuck around like that. You say something slick, they're going to check you forever. So we got to start being like that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we do.
Black community got to get...
Yeah, we... Man. Just like with Bill Maher. Did y'all see that thing where Bill Maher had said, nigga, he made a joke and used the N-word? And, you know, he had people on the show, you know, accepting his apology. Ice Cube checked him.
He did.
Okay, yeah, see, I didn't see that. I was going to ask you what happened with Ice Cube because I heard he was going to be on there.
Yeah. Ice Cube kind of checked him on that.
But what did he say?
He was like, what made you think you can use that word? None of y'all can't say that shit. That's our shit. Ice Cube was like, you know, some people think because they lay up with black women. I mean, Ice Cube was going in a little bit.
Oh, that's dope.
Which was good. But then you had Michael Dyson and other people. They were, and I didn't see all of it, but I heard they were kind of caping a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see who's on the wait. God damn. Every time I answer the phone, these sons of bitches hang up. Hold on.
What's up?
Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tyree? This is Kwame from Chesapeake. How you doing, bro?
How you doing, brother? What's on your mind, Kwame?
Hey, man. It's my baby mother, man. I'm just trying to figure out, like, when I met her, like, I was in the streets or whatever, and she was like, she had a problem with that. She wanted me to get a job and shit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I switch it up and get a gig, it's like, now it's like I'm a bum. You feel me? That's how she carried me.
I'm just trying to figure out what. She wants to be a trap queen for a nigga at Burger King. she wants to have it both ways, right?
Well, exactly.
It ain't coming fast no more, so she changed her mind. So she don't want that danger, you know, of the streets, but she wants the paper. But now you're just trying to square up. She's acting funny style. You might have to charge her to the game, man.
I agree.
You might have to charge her, man.
Might have to charge her to the game.
Because when you change your lifestyle, man, you got to change the people around you a lot of times if they're not growing with you. So when you're in the game and you're getting out, you got to bring them out the game with you. And they got to have the mindset of squaring up themselves, meaning they're going to have to start thinking about running businesses. They're going to have to start thinking about focusing on family. They got to get that street mentality out of here. Because what's going to happen? She's going to be in your ear low-key, trying to get you to get back in the game a little bit. You dig? She be saying some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm going through now.
These bills, shit. Back in the day, we can knock these bills out in a day or two. Damn.
Yeah, you don't want nobody around you like that.
How many kids y'all got, brother?
We got one on the way.
God damn.
He's going to be here next month.
Oh, damn. Well,
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, it's just a whole lot going on, and I don't know if I should charge her too early because, you know, it's just a whole lot going on, man.
How do you and how does she?
I'm 27. She's 23.
Okay. And does she have any other kids? Or this is y'all first kid?
Our first child, yeah.
Okay. Well, you just got to take the leadership role, man, and just kind of let her know what the game is going to be and let her know what the program is going to be. And y'all can't really be in no dumb shit right now. Y'all got a kid. So, you know, the square money is a little slow, but that's part of the game, man. You know, you don't want those penitentiary chances because they got laws out
there. And that's why I try to explain to her. Like, you know. That's what you got to expect when, you know, I'm working for somebody else.
Don't let that woman get you back in the streets because you get out there and get caught up and she out there fucking the next D-boy or whatever while you locked up.
I was going to say, you're going to be all type sorts of deadbeat.
Yeah. You're going to be all type of deadbeat niggas and all that if you lock down. So, yeah, man, keep your square shit going, man. If you got to charge it to the game, so be it. You feel me?
Okay, I appreciate that, bro.
Much respect.
All right.
Have you dealt with niggas in the game before, Bree?
In the game?
Yeah, street dudes. How was that experience?
Actually, it was my... So I grew up in the hood, where I grew up at. It's nothing but street niggas around. But my first time ever dealing with one was when I got grown. I was 21 and I met this guy in the skating rink. It was the weirdest shit. And he ended up being a street.
Damn, skating rink.
Chicago, no. But he ended up being a street nigga and.
A street nigga on some skates.
That shit is real. Y'all think I'm playing? Like, people really skate in Chicago.
God. Shit, out here, you go to World on Wheels, that's Crips Central.
That's
all
true.
The Crips used to be at World on Wheels. True. I know, trust me, I know.
Yeah, but so I met him in the summer of 2005, and I had the best summer of my life, I'm not going to lie. Like, you said the money come fast. Mm-hmm. He doing everything for me, buying stuff, he taking me places. I'm driving his brand new 745 at 21.
Okay.
I was rolling, but... Yeah. He had so many women. Mm-hmm. He had like 13 kids.
I knew she was going to say he had a lot of kids. They always got a lot of damn kids.
Like, shit, he had so many kids. And he ended up being like on some extra shady shit, like super shady. And I had no idea. Like, I'm the gullible girl riding around in his car and there's people looking for him.
Damn.
So it was like, it ended up being very, like, he got killed that same summer I met him.
God damn.
No.
For doing some extra shady shit. And that was the one and only and last time I ever messed with a street dude. I can't.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm too green for that. I can't.
Yeah. Motherfuckers getting murked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You driving this car. Real. They looking driving, for him and you driving it.
No, yeah. It almost happened a couple times. Like, the few people's like, we rode up on you thinking it was him.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Like, once he passed, a few people said that, but.
Yeah. Because shit is real in Chicago.
No more.
You know? Yeah. That shit is crazy, man. Now, I know Layla, your ass. Have you dealt with Layla, you probably didn't even know the nigga was in the game. Layla be so clueless. What's this powder on the table?
Oh, that was me, Layla. That was me, Layla.
That's funny.
What's this baking soda? There's a lot of baking soda here. Do you want me to clean it? Are we doing cleaning today?
No, for real. That happened when I was 18, Tariq. I was dating a street dude and didn't even know. You're absolutely on point.
Layla don't be knowing shit.
I mean, like, yeah. And then, like,
hello?
I didn't even know his age.
You got Pablo Escobar text you. Who's Pablo? Is that the gardener? Layla don't be knowing shit.
Green's over here. We so green.
You know, I'm telling you.
What's all these triple bean scales all over the house? What is this?
I was like, oh my God, what's this?
What's that money counter? Are we doing our taxes?
Hey, that's so mean, Tariq. I swear.
I was nice to where it counts.
Layla would be a good drug mule. You can just slip some shit on her. She'll take it anywhere.
Yeah. And nobody would know.
Nobody would know shit.
I would literally not know shit.
You wouldn't give it
what
up.
What do you know? They do a lot of deck desks. I pass and shit. Because I seriously don't know.
You didn't see 3 kilos of cocaine in your purse? No.
No, I didn't.
No.
Where did it come from?
Where did that come from? Lord, man, let's see who we got on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? This is Demetrius, Black Money Matters. How's it going, brother?
Well, hey, Demetrius, how you doing, family?
Man, I'm doing great. Just wanted to tell y'all congrats. I like what I hear.
Yes.
And I've seen you rocking the Psycho Bunny, man, but you got to rock the Black Money Matters, man.
Send me
I
some
know
shirts.
Shirts feel great, though.
Yeah, send some shirts.
Man, where do I send them from? I sent some to online, then after that, we didn't link, brother.
Okay, well, send some for me and the ladies here. We
because
I
turned mine into a dress.
I turned mine to a half top, honey.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the clean sizes?
Let me see. 2X for me. What size you wear?
Medium.
Small. Yes, indeed. So
medium and small.
Yeah. 2X, medium and small. Cool. How they fit? Because these might be one of them shits that fit hella tight. Or hella baggies where the neck is all down here and shit.
They need to see that neck.
The neck be all over here like the bitch in Flashdance. I'm a maniac, I know. All right.
Stupid.
But yo, email me, and I'll give you the address to the office, all right?
All right, you said email you?
Yeah, email me. I'll give you the address to the office, man. Thank you. Man. All right, yeah. People always send. Yeah, people nice. Always. Pretty yeah, y'all want to send your shirts and stuff? We'll rock it.
Send your shoes.
Yeah, yeah send your shoes, shirts, all that stuff.
Send light bill money.
Send your stuff. We'll hook you all
tickets,
up.
Plane tickets. Yep, we whatever. Accept all. Yes. Credit cards. We accept those too.
No, yes, indeed. Now, Layla, what else is happening in the news, dear?
Oh, it's a lot of racial stuff going on. Mm. Kind of like, see, this is the thing with black people, in my opinion. I think sometimes you think when you get a little bread that you are exempt from racism. Kind of like what happened with LeBron. Now, the same thing happened with Tory Lanez. He was in he was in the mall, one of the upscale stores or whatever, and I guess the little white man was following him around, so he starts snapping the man.
Yeah.
And the man thought, like, oh, you can't afford it, you little hoodlums in here. So I guess Tory Lanez had to show him, so he went in the store and spent, like, $35,000 just to show the white man, like, we got money, yo, we got money, and he, like, went off on him and all that. But just, I wouldn't have spent nothing, but people on Twitter was going off on Tory because they were like, why would you spend $35,000 in a store where people were, like, following you around and didn't, you know, think you can afford it.
Exactly.
You're like, why are you trying to prove something to a white person? Or
coon. That's coon shit. Well, like, I'm going to show them what I got. Fuck that.
And a lot of people were saying $35,000 ain't nothing to him. It's like me going somewhere and spending $200. But at the end of the day,
it don't matter.
You don't drop no change when nobody feel like that about you.
Exactly.
Or you drop that shit and return it right in his face.
Right.
Exactly.
Or something.
I can do this, but I'm not.
Or you show it like, here you go. Yeah. But I'll take my money elsewhere. Yeah. Something else. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was.
So people went off on him about that because they thought he was just trying to prove he had money, and like, why are we always trying to prove ourselves?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you
like, keep proving
fuck
ourselves.
Fuck them. Yeah, that we always got to show them that we're worthy. No, fuck that. Keep your money in your pocket and bounce.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But y'all want to know something? Yeah. I have experienced that a lot here.
Really?
I get followed around stores and looked at crazy and talked to crazy. Like, the customer service in LA is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Compared
yeah.
to Chicago?
Compared to anywhere.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Just,
wow.
I have experienced such bad. Like, when I go somewhere and have a good experience, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Them
25
and
30%. Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's so bad here.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, yeah, it's crazy out here.
They be assuming.
Yeah.
They assume that you're not going to tip. We just had this conversation with my friends, and we were trying to explain to our white friend, like, you understand we have to, like, prove or, like my other friend said he overtips.
Yeah. And we got to stop doing that, too.
He said he does do that.
We got to stop doing that.
He said he feels like he has to overtip because the white people, like kind of, that's kind of the same thing that Tory Lanez just did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
We feel like we have to compensate and we have to overtip people. And even if you overtip, they're going to still think you're fucked up anyway.
Right.
We got to cut that overtipping shit out.
Yeah, because even if you in the bands, you're still a nigga in the coupe.
Exactly, exactly. Yep, because they got this thing where we, the black folks don't like to tip, but y'all give shitty service all the time.
Right, because they think they're not going to get a tip.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they started with the shitty service first.
Right.
Shitty service came way before us saying, hey, fuck your tip.
Yeah. yeah.
Look, black people put their tip on the table and take away from it.
I've done that.
$2 away.
Exactly.
I have done that.
Exactly.
You cannot stereotype. Because when I used to waitress, I used to have everybody. It does not matter. They do it to us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Chris from New York.
Chris from New York. How you doing, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm cool in the gang, man, here with the lovely ladies, and we're chilling. What's on your mind, brother?
I just wanted to address the Ice Cube and Bill Maher situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, black folks, we have to be careful on, like, you know, making things more than what it is.
Okay.
I think Bill Maher just gave Ice Cube that platform to benefit Bill Maher.
Right.
And make him look like a sympathetic character so we can forgive him.
I kind of agree with that, too. I kind of agree with that, too. Because I wouldn't have went on that period.
Exactly. We have to stop being on their platform and let them come to us.
Yeah.
Or just address our own issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel you on that, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Let's see who else we got here. A lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. What's going on, boss?
What's up, fam?
It's your homeboy, Carlin.
Carlin? Oh, what's up, man? You in the movie, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
K-Cal C.
Yeah, my man. Carlin is in the movie 1804. He's playing a Haitian rebel. He was in there kicking the shit out of people.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Tariq, I've been spreading the word out here. I'm repping my shirt out here in Koreatown.
Yeah.
And looking at me all sorts of crazy, but I'm spreading the word.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was editing with my guy last night watching the footage, man. It looks real good. So what's on your mind, Carlo? What's the word?
It's going to be crispy. It's going to be crispy.
Oh, yeah.
I just peeped in with the over-tipping. Y'all are hitting it so on point. I always have to overcompensate for just foolery, but I'm like, I'm doing too much out here. I just like the conversation y'all had with it.
Yeah.
Because we do things when we really don't have to. It feels like we're forced to do extra.
Yeah.
We're really the ones who were set back to begin with.
Absolutely.
It's just, you know, I'm going to get off the mic because you know I can ramble.
I know. I'm going to put Ism bottle on your ass in a minute.
Y'all stay up, and I love the new crew. Y'all be good.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets? Who the fuck is this calling
you
me?
You just always got somebody. He always got the news calling him.
I know. Damn.
Oh, no. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about girls and ladies, we're going too far with the surgery. We're killing ourselves.
Mm.
And it's just because, okay, it's a mother of two from the Bronx. She went over to the Dominican Republic. She got a breast lift. She got a tummy tuck and booty implants.
Mm.
Flew back because they said normally you're supposed to wait at least 7 days before you fly because it's blood clots.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So she flew right back.
Wow.
And
wow.
She died when she got home.
Man, that shit is not a joke, man.
Yeah, so it's like, ladies, we need to stop, like, and why did she do it? Why did you think she got butt plants and a tummy tuck for a man? Which is, I mean, we should do it for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, don't you think, gotta do it for yourself. But yeah, most of these women doing it for the men. They see what they liking on Instagram.
I don't think guys even really care. I really don't.
Niggas like a nice ass. You know, niggas.
But okay.
Like a nice ass.
Oh, ooh, this is a good person. You a guy. I forgot.
Yes, I am. and I like nice asses.
No, forget it.
If you got to fly somewhere and get that ass right, you know, I ain't going to argue with you.
But okay. This is a very good question for you, Tariq.
Go ahead.
Have you ever, like, touched a fake boot? Do you know what it feels? Is there a difference from a weird, real one to a fake one, like touching it or have, like, you know what I mean?
Because it's been years.
But booty's been out. Fake booty's been out for a long time.
Yeah, because this hydrogel shit with the hydrogel, that's kind of new. So I've never.
Oh, with like the Nicki or the.
Yeah, with the hydrogel. But
have you ever
touched the hydrogel ass? But I've touched fake booties before.
And it's hard or what?
It feels a little. You can kind of feel it. It kind of.
Do y'all care when you're hitting it or you don't care?
In a way, yeah. In a way, it's. You know what? It's not like we're going to say it's like potato chips. You know?
Oh, Lord.
You know? Pringles are the bomb, but then Lay's are cool. I'm not going to throw the bag of Lay's away, but I know the difference between Lay's and Pringles.
You like Pringles over Lay's?
I like
Pringles. You from Midwest?
Yes, I love Pringles. Pringles is shit. Pringles like gourmet.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I like Pringles better, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I feel ways.
But, yeah, there is a difference. You can feel the difference.
You prefer the real booty, though, right?
I prefer the real thing.
Because it's not moving.
It ain't moving, right? You know, it don't jiggle. You know, it doesn't have
y'all
it doesn't,
want the jiggle, right?
We like the jiggle.
So most of the strippers I've encountered have it. And it jiggles the same.
Yeah, you know.
It depends on your job. If you know how good the job is. If you got a good job and it jiggles.
Yeah,
because
I've
work
seen some
it.
Good jiggly fake booties.
Yes. Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah. If you got a good job and it works and it looks natural, that's cool in the gang.
Yeah,
well, y'all gotta
just like
find
breasts.
The right people.
Yeah, just like breasts.
Dominican Republic. That's the same place where Usher's. Remember, she almost died.
I thought she went down to South America.
Oh, one of them places.
You know, Layla don't be knowing. But, you know, Usher mama went to Russia.
She went to you know.
Usher wife went to. No.
She went to London.
She got surgery too.
Yeah, she almost died. Remember Usher had to fly down there?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
And then remember Kanye's mom, poor mom, died. That's sad.
Yeah.
Was she in South America too?
Yeah. It was
really
another
sad.
Country. Yeah, you got to watch these countries. If you go somewhere, go to Thailand. You know, they got real, you know, it's cool out
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm like, what's going on in Thailand?
Like,
yeah,
what's
yeah, if you're
going
to get surgery. Yeah, I got dental work in Thailand when I went
really?
Out there.
Really?
I went
okay.
on vacation.
Are you stereotyping Tariq because they Asian? And
no. Oh, okay. No, I didn't die. I'm alive. I made
Your
it back.
Asians are smart. Go to Thailand. Like, I'm I don't like, know why he's there.
I didn't die on the plane.
Oh, okay.
On the way back.
No. But it's sad because you had two kids.
Yeah.
No. when it's
yeah,
just
but
sad.
Even okay, you're right. Okay, so if, even if you opt in, you have to follow directions. Like, do what they say to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's true.
What if though?
Don't
let me ask
yourself up for
what that. If they start giving realistic dick implants, ladies?
They need it.
Oh my God! I feel like they doing that.
Are they? If a dude was banging you with a synthetic dick that they had sold on to him, but it felt kind of real, would y'all be cool with that?
I think I'd be cool with it.
You would?
So I would be cool. You like, would? Who would know?
As long as it's not gonna like mess up my vagina or anything.
Yeah, right.
Like no, but it's a side effects or nothing. And
there is an epidemic out here
of little dicks.
Hey, I've heard the story.
No,
oh, damn.
I'm thinking. I mean, I don't know.
What you thinking?
I'm just saying, like, men always judge women, and you don't got no ass, you don't got no titties, and look at what you holding.
No, that's true. No, that is true. Like, or if you've been with a guy for a long time that has a really big one, and then you go and you see somebody else's, that could be a little bit tainting, too. That's like if you have been with a girl with a huge ass, and then all of a sudden you start dating
that's
a girl
true.
With a... Her ass is not small, but it's not as big, so it's making hers look small. It could be that.
But with guys, it's about newness. You know what I'm saying? So you can
and
have.
I can't
you can
stand
have
a, that about y'all.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Meaning a guy can have a chick with bomb body, whatever, but you can go over here and get with the chick with a little narrow ass just because it's new.
That's so irritating.
You did?
I can't stand that about me. You haven't noticed that?
You don't know that?
As long as it's new.
Yeah,
they don't
if
care
it's
what
new,
it look
yeah.
like. If it got dust on it, they don't know the dust.
That's why these dudes be going to these like horrible looking women when they have some bomb
right.
fine
right. Y'all be like,
and you be like, the side chick ugly as hell.
Yeah.
Missing tooth.
It's just new.
It's just new. It's new. It's just because she's new.
Ooh, I love this conversation.
Yes.
What, okay, now I can ask you, what is so good about new?
New is, for a dude, new is always visually stimulating. It's like a toy. It's just like children with toys. You can give a kid the best toy imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
We have children. You can get them an elaborate toy, a big playset. Like my kids, I got them a big, huge playset outside. Mm-hmm. They go outside and play with sticks.
Or the box. Or the box that goes to the
playset.
Yeah,
they go out there and be fucking with trees and leaves. And that they'll be ignoring all of this shit over here. And that's how dudes
oh,
are.
So
that's
how
we,
you guys are.
That's how we, yeah, we
what if it's
we
whack? What
if
you hit it and it's whack?
Whack.
That's why they so emotionally disconnected. Because they can.
Yeah,
because. They can hit it, they be whacking, keep it moving.
Whack is figurative. What defines whack? If it's wet and I can fit in there, that's good enough. That's how a lot of dudes think.
No, is that how y'all thinking?
That's how a lot of dudes
think. Tariq, you lying.
That's
like,
how
what if
dudes
she not
think.
Throwing it back? What if she just laying there? That's what I'm...
What if she landed like a corpse?
See, a lot of dudes, you don't have to do all those tricks and all that old bullshit. You don't really have to do all that if it's just about the newness. There's some chicks who just lay there and dudes are cool with that because it's a new, different experience. Dudes like new, different experiences because we're adventurers. It's like conquering new land. It's that type of mentality.
And does that go back to you saying everybody is so okay with the side chick now?
Well,
the
right.
Side chick epidemic.
It does. It
like,
is.
Like, women have literally accepted the side chick epidemic and it's horrible.
I'm just tripping off of y'all just are that easy.
Oh yeah, it's that easy.
You know,
and that's why y'all
I've
see
seen it with my
with,
very own eyes.
Yeah, so. Y'all you look at some of these dudes, the side chick, you look in a damn mess. And you're like, this nigga like this bitch over me?
Yeah.
And it ain't about looks.
It's not about looks. God.
As a matter of fact, when dudes get side chicks, they don't want them to be too fly because the side chick will start sabotaging your relationship so she can get in because the side chick will start thinking, I look better than that bitch.
Right.
What am I doing working as a side bitch over here?
What am I doing?
I need to be in the house. So she'll start dropping earrings in the car and little clues and hints. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
oops,
yeah.
My purse. I lost
oops,
my purse.
I left my panties.
Yeah.
My toothbrush.
Oops, there's an acrylic nail on the dashboard, you know, because women can see shit that we can't. That's another thing. Women, y'all see little details and visuals that we overlook it. Because
oh
even when I was single, girls would come to my house like, whose bobby pin is this?
Yes.
In the back of the toilet. I'm like,
yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
How in the fuck
I have
did you
been
know?
That girl. Yeah. Whose
bobby pin? I'm like, how do you find
you,
that?
Look,
women are like Columbo in a nigga's house, by the way.
Find a blonde hair strand.
Yeah.
Whose blonde hair is this? Who the hell was over here?
Women be in there on
it's
some
just
forensic.
It's amazing how easy you guys are. Because we're not, when we look at a girl, be like, oh, that she ugly. Look at her. We'll find anything bad.
Yeah.
Her right left arm is tilted to the right. She has a big scar on her arm. Like, y'all don't care about that.
No. Guys, we're the opposite. We look for reasons to fuck you. We'll look for the good things.
You'll
like, she's ugly. Boy, she got burn marks on her, but that
I'm
ass
so,
though.
So
boy, she
sad
got a
about
she got a fat ass.
Because he's speaking
damn
so much.
This is so sad. I'm ass. That not okay. Yeah. You teaching me some shit today, Derek.
Yeah, we look for shit.
Nah,
we'll
for
look,
real.
We'll find,
you teaching me some
shit. You let a hideous woman come up somewhere. We'll find something positive about her. Well, shit. That, what that mouth do though?
Oh
damn.
My god.
You did?
And I'll be devastated. Like, why did you do
that? A midget can come in here with 33 degree burns.
And you
on
still
on her body,
in.
Nigga, like damn, she got that, she got ass
got
though, nigga.
Ass.
She got that fat midget ass, nigga.
I can't. Nigga. This is
I just,
terrible.
I can just look away from them little burn marks.
I'm
and
devastated
I'm
right now.
Meanwhile, we find things to keep it moving on.
Yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, y'all get a nigga look like a supermodel. Oh, that nigga got a pinky ring on. With a kitten. Oh,
his
I ain't
beard
fucking
don't
with that
connect.
Nigga.
I'm
oh, hell
here.
No.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we are very picky.
Yeah.
We'll find anything.
I know I am. I don't play that. Especially, what's, okay, so what's up with people wearing dirty shoes out here? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
like
that
the grungy.
Thing?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
Kind of a hood thing.
You can't
yeah.
step out in Chicago with
that. Yeah, because this yeah. is a car culture out here. Out here is all about what you riding. So, you know,
so,
back
so
on the east,
on
like,
feet?
Right. And back in Chicago and New York, you know, you take the train, you know, you're walking. So,
you
your
right.
kicks, your
yeah,
shoes
yeah, yeah.
game has to be on point. Mm-hmm. You dig? Mm. Man.
I'm passing on
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm with you, though. Yeah, your shoes got to be right. I'm still on that.
Yes, indeed.
Shoes got to be right.
Yes, indeed. And family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Bree, what's going on in the news? Let us know what's happening out here, Bree. Are you abreast on what's happening? And I use the word abreast very deliberately, by the way.
What is going on?
I like that, Tariq.
No pun.
That,
well, pun
was
intended.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Pun intended.
That was pretty good.
Pun intended. Go ahead.
Well, what I have noticed.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of people complaining about the first lady not living in the White House because the taxpayers are paying.
Talking about Melania Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord.
She just moved to the White House.
Yeah, she is. She ain't been in there at home.
That
time.
Woman looks so fucking miserable.
She looks so
God
sad.
Damn.
I want to hug her and pat her and put her
yeah.
on my boob.
I mean, she looks like a kidnapped victim all
a
the time. She, I mean, she don't want to hold this motherfucker's hand. There's film of him trying to hold her hand, and she's like snatching.
Yes.
I mean, she looks like she's being kidnapped.
Like with the black dark the, shades yeah, on every day. Like,
dude, that shit looks crazy. And that's yeah. the first lady of the damn United
Why
States.
Why did she just move in? Because they about to move out in a second.
Yeah, they're going to pitch
her.
I wish the
impeachment
hurry
up. Move?
Like, y'all think it's going to happen?
I hope so, man.
He is not lasting no
he's
four
not
gonna
last
damn
four
years.
Years. It's impossible.
He is not. I would be so shocked.
It's impossible. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, who is this?
This is Tiffany. I'm called from Houston.
Hey, Tiffany from Houston. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a random question.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to know, like, if you could sing a song, because I saw a video and you were singing, but you were playing around, but you still sounded real good.
Why y'all be wanting me to sing to y'all,
oh,
man?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, it's serenade. Thank you, girl. This is going to be good.
Damn,
come on.
Sing something for
thanks for
ass.
That call.
Thanks, girl. This is good stuff.
And what's your Instagram?
Hey, Layla.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I love Layla.
And
hey,
Layla.
Hi.
Thank
Layla's
you.
So lovely.
I love Layla, too.
Oh, well, thanks, boy. I love you.
Well, Tiffany, what's your Instagram, dear?
It's miss.texas.
Miss.texas what?
That's all. It's just
okay,
M-I-S
okay.
dot Texas.
Okay, I'm about to sing a song for you right now,
okay,
dear.
Let's
here we go.
Go.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dot nets. Oh yeah, you can find it at the market. I'm talking about flea market. Montgomery, it's just like a mini mall. Hey, hey, you know it. Come fuck with it. Flea market, it's just like a mini mall.
Hey, hey, damn,
come
shop.
All right, Tiffany, thank
you.
You're
cooning hard right now.
I was doing the coon dab.
Mom.
Oh.
Wait, how the hell you know?
No, that's one
that's
of
the jam.
Funniest. Yeah, that's the jam.
Oh, hell
that shit is hilarious.
Man. Anyway, we got to get her out of here,
oh,
man.
That was
I got
so
that yes,
was funny.
Layla, what is your Instagram, beloved?
Oh, it's Miss Layla Lopez. So that's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, indeed. And Bree, let them know your Instagram.
I am Chloe B. Her. It's CHLOEBHER. check me out.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Y'all follow her now. Y'all know, hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And y'all go to the YouTube Tariq Live page. Subscribe to the Tariq Live page on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. And go to TariqRadio.com. I'm going to be doing the Tariq Radio show later today or early tomorrow, family. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to TariqElite.com to get that fresh gear, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to see you next week, man.